The act is aimed at businesses with 50 or fewer employees. One of its co-sponsors is State Senator Terry Moulton of Chippewa Falls. He says the goal is to head off chronic conditions like diabetes or smoking-related illnesses.
When 75% of our health care costs are related to these chronic diseases, which many times are a result of poor eating habits, lack of physical activity, and tobacco use. So if we can get employees much healthier, it's not only going to help the employer reduce healthcare costs, but the employees are going to be more productive. The morale will probably be higher, more productivity.
Moulton says the Healthy Jobs Act will subsidize 30% of the cost to get workers checkups and blood tests to detect chronic conditions. It'll be administered by the State Department of Health Services. He says the program will cost $3 million a year. Moulton says large employers have realized the cost savings involved in prevention, and that's why this plan is targeted at small employers.
But the return on investment generally is anywhere from $3 to $7 for every dollar invested in these programs. But sometimes it takes 2 to 3 years to get results. So sometimes small businesses don't have the capital or the wherewithal to begin the program.
Moulton says businesses can begin using the program later this year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.